Are you tired, frustrated, and feel stuck? Are you a high-performing business professional, entrepreneur, and you are not getting the results you desire, or you hit a ceiling? Have you been around the block and tried many modalities? You are in the right place. The answer, my friend, is in the little-known Brain-Soul Connection. Welcome to the Brain-Soul Success Show, where we learn, explore, and create your dream life. Your host, Louise Swartzwalter, created a five-part mind-body-soul methodology that clears the subconscious blocks to success. You are a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. The seed of all you need is already within you. From engaging transformational interviews, brain-soul success stories, and secrets shared by health, wellness, and spiritual experts, you will reconnect, revitalize, and transform your powerful life. It's time for you.
Hey, welcome back to the Brain Soul Success Show, where we take back our power. I am here with my good friend, Jake Cunningham. And Jake and I, gosh, I think we've known each other for at least 15 years. I'm so excited to be with you today, Jake. It's just so great to connect and learn more about what you're doing in your world. So, you know, Jake, I want to introduce you here to Jake. He is amazing. So he's the son of a healer, you know, an energy healer. His dad started working with this years and years ago. You were about 12. When you first started, he was using biofeedback, bioresonance with you. So you're also, you know, an entrepreneur now. You started your own company, White Dove Global, where you really work with a lot of energy kind of tools, different kind of bioresonance tools. So gosh, you're like the father of that. How cool is that? I know that you have two beautiful boys, a beautiful wife, and so you're a father. I was just commenting before we got on. I'm like, hey, are you going to play Santa Claus? Because you got the nice beard here, Jake.
And I have some white. I've got some white coming. And I could be Santa.
Maybe
next year.
Well, how appropriate for this time of year. Absolutely. So again, welcome to the show. I'm so grateful that you're with us today.
Thank you, Louise. It's truly special to be reacquainted, reconnected because of our history. For many of the listeners, they may not know, but we collaborated quite a bit as you were developing the brain system and that evolution. So it's really, really nice to reconnect.
Yes, with you absolutely.
And be a part of this.
And you were a big part of this. So, I mean, we did a lot of webinars together, a lot of master classes together. You know, how to work with the brain when I was developing all the parts of the brain system. And so Jake was right there along with me. I also remember when you started the Friday Focus call.
Yes, every Friday we do a Friday Focus for our network. And that was part of it. You're on there a lot, you know, sharing the wisdom, doing some of the instruction. And, you know, at that time as well, I want to just let the listeners know, you were working with me to develop my find my pathway in peace and direction and clarity in that mission and that vision. And that's something I want to thank you, Louise, for publicly, for being such a wonderful mentor during that really critical time when you are in startup mode. You know, not only did I have less life lessons than wisdom, but I still have a lot to learn. I'm an ever student. I will always be learning, always asking questions, always searching out for wisdom. And you were part of that very critical part when I left big company, branched out and stepped into the unknown. Mm-hmm. I remember you doing a lot of integrations with me. A lot of them.
And, I remember too. You know, I remember when we had that wellness, we did a wellness show here. Do you remember that? It was a wellness show here in Albuquerque? Because I remember the big shopper came and I was so excited to see him speak. And that's when you were developing the Friday Focus call. And I remember I kind of got on your butt a little bit. I was like, hey, Jake, be consistent with that. You're so good at this. People want to hear it. You're so awesome, you know? And that was the beginning of the consistency of you really helping people understand this world of energy medicine and biofeedback.
Well, part of that, and that's, I think, a wonderful bridge into some of the discussion today, is when you are consistent and you show the repetition and the consistency over time, that's when a lot of these goals, these dreams, these aspirations manifest.
Yes.
It's the analogy you've all heard a million times, you guys. You hire a personal trainer, okay? You want to get in shape. You want to get fit. You want to lose weight. You want to change your body composition. And you hire them for a session, and then you never go back. You never do the work.
Right.
And then you point fingers, say, that's the worst trainer in the world, you guys. I would never go to them. No way. I didn't get results. No, the work's is between the lines, but it's about being consistency over time. I think it was Stephen Covey that said, you know, the commitment, you know, is synonymous with involvement. So getting involved, the consistency breeds higher commitment in you achieving your goal, or just being excited and motivated, which then results unfold. And they're all synonymous, right? Get someone's not happy, get them involved. Commitment goes through the roof. So what you helped me with at that time was really call me out. It was uncomfortable. I was always great at connecting, but I wasn't good at the follow through and the details and showing up and showing up and showing up. Mm-hmm. And that was life changing. I never connected the dots there, but no, I remember it. That was a beautiful show. It was awesome. It was down at the convention center, was it, in Albuquerque?
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And we were demonstrating biofeedback. So when we talk here about biofeedback or bioresonance tools, like I said, Jake, you know, really was the very beginning of this, because his father got involved in this, you know, early on. And he put you on these frequency medicine programs when you were playing, right, football, right?
Yeah. I had an amazing opportunity to have this instrument help me raise not only my vibration in that session, but it's really a training instrument, something that I call it the zip tie effect. And just like when people learn the brain system, once you learn these tools and you're trained, there's no going back. You build on it. You build on it over time. But no, the biofeedback, the natural health, the holistic nutrition, the awareness of my environment, socially, psychologically, spiritually, all helped me just form and complete as a human, so I could thrive in these different arenas. Football was one of them, but football also was a driving factor that helped me finish school and helped me learn the discipline of showing up for others while also having your personal goals. But the biofeedback is an amazing instrument, you guys. It helps really retrain your stress response, so you're able to manage and handle life stress. It's not about removing and numbing. Mm-hmm. It's not, I would just go take a numbing drug or something like that. No, it's about being fully present and alive, yet being able to not let the things for which can be perceived as knocking you off your horse and the worst thing ever, and oh my goodness, and you live in that, to be able to detox and then rebuild and rest, trained you how to rest and regenerate. We rest when we sleep. You've heard that a million times. The listeners know that. I'm preaching to the choir. We rest and regenerate when we rest. Yet that's counterintuitive in this world of hustle, go, 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 especially as an entrepreneur trying to build something. So learning that balance is really what that instrument gave me. And then, of course, there's something I don't talk about, I've never really talked about, but the time I got to spend with my father.
Yeah.
The time I got to spend knowing that my dad cared about Jake, cared about me, with a big family, got to spend that intimate time knowing I was loved and cared for. That's one of those elements. And that's the work. I know the practitioners that learn your training, Luis, who are part of your groups, a lot of the practitioners in our network, that's that gift that sometimes isn't measurable. It's something, the intangible of it, but I think is probably one of the most profound in this work of energy work is the time and the space that you give someone to share, to listen, to receive.
Yes.
That's the art form, the ability to create that environment. So being able to have that, what do I get to do? Well, I get to coach. I coach my boys' sports. I get to listen. I get to practice a little bit what I've been taught. Do I fall? Do I fail? Yes, I do. And I have a great, great partner in life, my beautiful wife, Lisa, who's an expert at calling those things out when I'm leaning off the edge, just like you did, Louise. But I think it's something I'm very grateful for and I don't take for granted. And so when meeting new people who are interested in the work, I get to listen and be a little more patient on what's their experience and if this is a good fit, because it's not for everybody at this time. And that's okay. That's mm-hmm. something too I've had to learn over time, Louise, was just because we may have these instruments, these training programs that are phenomenal, that we feel we could help everybody in the world. It would help everybody.
Yes, in the world. It can.
The brain system would help everybody in the world if they learned it. I know it. I'm a testament to it.
Yes.
Doesn't mean everybody right now today is ready to step in and receive and learn and do the work. And so that was a tough lesson for me mm-hmm. because in the beginning of starting White Dove Global and even previous, I had blinders on and didn't really listen and really evaluate if someone was ready to listen or not yet. And so that's come just with patience, getting failure and learning to deal with mm-hmm. no's and not take it personal, but realize that's sometimes the biggest blessing in our lives is when someone sets a boundary, because how much energy and time did that save everybody?
Yes.
And so qualifying.
Such a great point. Yeah. It's good point here, Jake, because qualifying, in other words, there's different coaches for different people and different tools
right.
and things that you're going to resonate with. And not everybody is wants to sit with a computer too. It's a computer
yeah.
program, right? Because it's an amazing tool, you know? And I've helped so many people and so have you over the years. I mean, I could just and with all different kinds of issues was my training ground at Albuquerque Natural Health Center. Everything from sprained ankles to autoimmune
yeah.
issues. Because
yeah.
stress reduction is the most important thing. Stress is the cause of all dis-ease. And then I branched off more into the brain system. And now you and I are both working more with entrepreneurs and
Absolutely.
Practitioners yeah. and helping them find what tool is going to work for them the best. And what are their goals in their own personal, in their own practice?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because
mm-hmm.
we all have different goals and intentions and also different niches.
Yeah. And I think what the biofeedback is, in a sense, is a framework. Yet, because it is so individualized for individuals as the clinician practitioner side, but also, of course, as the recipient or the customer, or client, or patient.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just important to, one, obviously raise this awareness out there that there are these modalities available and it's okay to share and talk about them and
yes.
be open and share, because you never know which one sticks with somebody that may be in need. And what's the worst case scenario? What's the worst thing, Louise Swartwalter, that could happen if someone shared the brain system and it wasn't right? Worst thing is they could probably tease, make fun of you and call it a joke and quack and never do it. That's the worst thing.
Yes.
And so what comes with age and also being in this niche space that we're in the world right now, which I think is growing, and we'll talk about that later because we've talked a lot about the past and kind of us working with this. But I'll tell you, the letting go and the truly letting go of what others really think of you in judgment form, it doesn't mean it doesn't hurt if people do say no or cancel or do these things. But truly, when you are in your truth and peace and,
yes.
and you believe in the work you're doing is for the greater of mankind, and you're not and you're coming from that authentic stuff. The others, it doesn't really matter. The chatter doesn't, it doesn't phase you, and you're able to. And then what's happening is you're qualifying people in your life. And this, you guys, forget the energy medicine tools here. This is for all of us in our personal lives too. Mm-hmm. When you hold space and hold your truth, what happens to the haters? What happens to the naysayers?
It just falls out.
They start dropping like flies because there's nothing to attach to anymore.
Right.
They'll evolve. But it takes resilience. And that's something that is every human has the ability to do. And everyone's on their journey to gain that. I am too. I'm the first one to admit I'm a student for life. But it's phenomenal to be able to have access to these. And if you guys want more information, contact Luis, look in the notes on the podcast. We'll have some information. This is not a sales call at all. This is like reconnection and mastermind sharing of the minds. But check out some of those links. You can gain access. There's a little giveaway for you guys, a free book of biofeedback. You can learn more about it. It's been fun. And you
brought
up something.
There's so many tools though, Jake. You know, like if we really think about it, you know, so when, you know, you and I have been in this world for a long time, and those are the questions that I get from even incoming clients. Yeah. They're like, what's that thing that you use? What's that biofeedback thing? What's that bioresonance thing that you use? And, you know, and I have to explain to them that, you know, you're working a lot with the skeel, the indigo, the adductor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one. What's the Q one called?
Yeah, the QUEX. These are all the generations of quantum biofeedback.
So
they're all different models of the same niche biofeedback. And it is regulated with the FDA under a class 2 medical device. You guys can ask for those registration listings. We can show that subclassification of neurofeedback as biofeedback. And these are these digital instruments that help facilitate greater awareness and help stimulate the reduction of stress, mm-hmm. which, as you know, reduces the stress hormones, cortisol, adrenaline, to get you out of this fight or flight response, which mm-hmm. we can all relate to in today's day and age. We got media telling us the world's ending. We have political battles coming to get, you know, at each other. We have the fear of the economy, and we have the COVID. We've got there's a lot out there, and the access to it through all our social media channel. You can't even go on and check mm-hmm. on someone on Facebook without totally being distracted. So we're constantly resonating in this higher fight or flight response, and people are getting fatigued and tapped out, more mm-hmm. prone. And so what happens? Well, we're more vulnerable to getting sick, to getting knocked off our horse, or letting a relationship affect us where we burn a bridge, which we never really want to do, especially, you never know, you know, with human beings where you'll need or cross paths again. So ultimately, that instrument is helped to reduce and help manage stress. It's a training tool, and it's fascinating. Now, mm-hmm. what you brought up, though, is these instruments they're not maybe right for everyone to lead and use as a practitioner, or even receive. That may not be right.
Mm-hmm.
What I love about this balance, and I want to talk just briefly about what's grounded in me and kept me sane in this digital world of text. I'm on computers all day, you got
right.
all day, every day.
Right.
And we've grown, we've got tech support, we have onboarding specialists. So I'm not just there all the time, but still it's a digitally driven product. And so what I love about the Pure Wave Cell and 4RBs, that's why I'm wearing the B hat, we're helping using a static magnetic frequency, a rare earth magnet frequency, which is a geomagnetic, not electromagnetic, like all the digital instruments, the mm-hmm. PEMF mats, the biofeedback, all the lights. That's mm-hmm. electric. You plug that into the wall and mm-hmm. generate electricity to power the frequency. That's electromagnetic. Power.
Right.
Geomagnetic is helping the beekeepers protect their hives, and part of all the profits from the honey that we have that's helping coming from these hives is going back to make new cells to get in hot beekeepers' hives for free. And so it's called 4RBs. Check it out, you guys. Go to 4RBs, the number 4, the letter RBs.com. And it's helping right now with the colony collapse and helping maintain healthy bee colonies for the beekeepers. And what I love about this is our food source, our livelihood depends on our pollinators.
On our bees, yes.
There's no foods that you recommend and people recommend in your practices, or you go to your Sprouts or your Whole Foods or your Kroger in the organic. No, it's gone. Sorry, we need our pollinators healthy and strong. And bees are an indication species. Mm-hmm. So you have the insecticide sprayed, you have the EMF pollution from the 5G tower, all the stuff affecting the bee colonies. And they are an indication, predictive species for what's happening to human hives in our homes.
Yes.
We've got Wi-Fi. We've got 30 devices on. We've got cable, Wi-Fi, and a cell phone tower above our. And we're wondering why we can't shake and get over this little autoimmune stuff going on, right? And so, yeah. So what's fun about this is the bees don't lie, too. The bees don't have that same human consciousness, the gift that God gave us, to say, you know what? Gosh, my trauma from childhood, you know, the queen bee didn't, you know, look at me and give me the same amount of honey as my brother. And now I'm going to wear a chip on my shoulder. No. They're just operating out there and helping the world. And so to see this affect them, it's really beautiful. And it's being out there with the beekeepers. It's helping ground me. The frequency of bees, you guys. Look it up.
That's very cool. I love this. So this is how you stay grounded in this techie world, is your passion project is working with the bees. How important, and how, you know, you just explain the importance of this. You know, I get real excited because I have bees on my bushes right inside my front gate, you know, and I have a lavender bush there too. And so I get on my property, because my whole property is gridded for geopathic stress. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I've got the Stetzer filters, the electromagnetic stress stuff. I got so many tools around me and all this stuff. Plus, I got all these rocks, right? I got the crystal rocks and the whole deal. So my no one wants to leave when they come here. Like, it's got such good energy that I can't get, I got to kick people out. Like, that sounds time, fun, right?
It's time to go. My hive. Well, you created an environment, and your environment's so important. So important.
Yeah. So I have all those tools, and you know, and I'm just so grateful when I do see those bees in my yard. So we love that passion, you know, that passion project that you're doing to keep grounded. So, you know, if you are a biofeedback therapist and you happen to be listening to this, you know, definitely find some way to get grounded, you know, and get outside and do some things. I'm just thinking about how the very beginning of this, even, Jake, and that your dad started with these programs. And I always called the Skio and then later the Indigo like the big daddy.
Yeah.
Then I bought like 5 more different programs, right? Mm-hmm. I became obsessed in this world of biofeedback, neurobiofeedback, the brain. And and I find that they're all awesome, but in different ways. So a whole lot of my friends would sell the one program and get the newest one that they were introduced to, and they didn't keep them all. I don't know why. I might be crazy, but I kept them all. And so I have, like, I got them all. And because there's different applications for different kinds of issues.
Yeah.
You know, I had someone who broke a neck, and when they broke their neck, I was like, no, I have to put them on this program. You know, this is going to help rebalance that and really begin to repair those cervical vertebrae. And it did. You know, so it's like you have to know the difference. So it's like knowing the right tool for the right situation.
Absolutely.
Kind of like my brother would do. You know, it's like, hey, you don't use a wrench when you need a screwdriver.
Well, I like to call these instruments and the artistry, the healing art, just like a musician would be able to. Not every musician plays multiple instruments. Some do. Some do. Yet they don't play anyone at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So having the artistry, and as a healing artist, if you're listening, there's no wrong or right on what instruments you choose and how you use them. As long as you trust and are witnessing that beautiful music it plays from the feedback you get from the results, the audience, your clients or patients or so on. So even being true to this one product line, the quantum biofeedback, I respect and love all of these instruments because mm-hmm. it's giving people access to the energy medicine and the frequency technologies.
Exactly.
And I love the analogy of an instrument too, because one device, the word itself is divisive. It's not a device. It's not a machine. It's an instrument. It plays frequency. And, you know, like any instrument, there's truth in a framework, mm-hmm. which makes something sound good versus bad. There's a chord structure of a song that all pop songs of today follow, right? They have a verse, hook, verse, bridge. You know what I mean? There's frameworks.
Yes, framework.
It doesn't have to be that, but there's frameworks to songs that feel good. So as an artist, you have to bring your own style to it. And that mm-hmm. style and that approach is your other education and modalities you bring.
Right.
You may have a body work as well as a biofeedback. You may have the brain system along with light therapies. So you want to look at yourself as more of an artist. These are the tools I love. And when you know that, when you really are trust your tools, that's when you really can sell tickets and perform and get on stage, which is yes. have clients and things. And you want to think, this is something I've slowed down people when they come and they're excited about one of the systems we sell is, what you don't want to do is introduce a new instrument that demands and distracts and takes away from the performance for which people have already bought tickets to. What I mean by that is just because the classical bass is a beautiful instrument and man, you want to learn it.
Mm-hmm.
Your orchestra may not need it right now. You have to think about placement and energy because like your systems, it takes some time and practice, comprehension mm-hmm. and practicum to then get it to be able to bring it into the ensemble. And so slow down, think about it, ask the good questions. And if you can, so that's just feedback I have, because what I've seen both on the pro and con side is when people are so excited about something, sometimes that energy and excitement doesn't last the long haul. You have to connect both the left and right brain.
Yeah, you really do.
Right yes. brain, heart. Oh my gosh, I want this. It's insert. The timing's great. I got the best deal. Wait a second here. Let me go into the logical brain, which acts as it helps you guys. Yeah, mm-hmm. I know we live there a lot, but mm-hmm. it's also beneficial to then go, wait a second here. If I dedicate myself to this at this time, what influence and what consequence does that have for my other, you know, things that need my attention or demand my attention that people expect? And so I'm not doing a good job promoting our systems right now, but what I'm doing is saying it, you have to go through that discovery process to really see and think about these things. And then once you commit, you're committed and you see the follow through.
Yes, you'll see the results. Yeah. And everybody's different, you know? So what you're really describing here is just helping practitioners see that they have other tools. You know, I work with a lot of different coaches and practitioners, and they may already have a system, or they have lasers, or they're a body worker or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they can integrate these kind of programs with that, you know, because
yes.
everything is frequency. Everything is energy. And then I want to turn the table here a little bit and ask you this question. You know,
yeah.
I know that we talked about success in business, and what are some of the factors, you know, that really have helped a bit, you know, have helped you besides consistency? You talked about consistency for other, you know, business owners here, you know, professionals, practitioners. What have been some of the biggest factors that have helped you get the success that you have, Jake?
Really, that's a really good question. And I would say carving out architecture time to work on the business, not in the business as a master craftsman that many of us are. Many of us fall in to our daily rhythm of fulfilling the services, the massage therapy, the energy therapies, these different roles that demand the time. Mm-hmm. And we're doing the work, the master craftsman. Mm-hmm. The key to success that we found recently, and I have to give a shout out to Big Sky Way and the course that I took that helped see myself, the business, from an outside, not in the business, but looking outside of it to create the freedom. That was my goal, is more freedom. And I think that's a goal for many of the listeners. We want more freedom, freedom of our health, freedom of our financial burden, freedom to choose what we really would love to do each day. And so being trapped as the master craftsman, if you do not find time to work as an architect on ways to work smarter, that architecture time, you'll be entrapped forever and you won't plan. Also, what's helped me, which everyone can do right now, you guys could pull out a piece of paper or just write it in your mind, is what is the destination for which your ship is going?
Of course. Yes.
I mean, this is like cliche. This is like 101. But think about it. How often, and we usually can't even think that unless we take a step and carve out time to say, okay, not only do I need to work on architecture time for the business of where I can work smarter, delegate tasks, hire, cut products that don't just that aren't benefiting or serving. Nevertheless, looking in the future. But looking in the future, what do you want to create? Do you want to sell the business someday? If so, when? Do you want to pass it down to your children, or at least create a business worth passing down to the children or next, or a staff member or a friend? Sure. Have you thought about this at all? And so only in the last year or two, I've started to think about this, and it's clear. And I'll share with you what my goal is so you can kind of put some tangible thing. I want to create White Dove Global to a point where I have freedom to be present in my personal life more and to raise abundance to pass along and be a true option for my boys if they want to carry the torch. That they can.
Yes.
That they can. That it's a functioning business that has systems and standard operating procedures for tech support. And because if I was thinking about if I handed over the keys right now to them, even right now, I don't know if anybody, nevertheless family, would be able to carry and drive this ship, because so much of it is stuck in my mind.
Yeah.
You so need much those... is inside me. And so, what happens? One of the questions in this course, it's great. And this is a question. It's built off this net promoter score. The net promoter score is the survey you see on everything. How likely are you to refer your business to a colleague or family member or friend? That's a survey you see on every corporate survey. You'll just start to think about it.
Oh, that's and what a that is, question. Yeah.
What it's tied to is a net promoter score. 8, 9, 10, it's good. What that's doing is giving value for when they want to sell the business or in the future.
Sure.
But it's really just thinking of where you want to be. What do you want to create there? Mm-hmm. You want to sell the business or do you want to just work until you can't anymore? And
right.
That's okay.
There's different goals, right?
And that's okay too. There's no wrong or right. But if you don't have a goal, how do you know if you achieve that success? So you're talking about success. Success is a very different between you, me, and everyone in the world. What a definition. Mm-hmm. Success for me is having the abundance and freedom in my life.
Yes.
That's all it is. And my family loves and is healthy and strong. That's success for me. my health, my family, the freedom. That's the measurement of success. So what does that mean? It means you have to carve out time and think about what that is. And it's a perfect time to do that right now in the holidays.
Exactly. I always think of like new year, new you, kind of like, okay, what are your goals for 2024 as we're moving into a new year? And, you know, there have been studies done, you know, they did studies with people in college and found out that the students that actually set goals for themselves had 80% more success than the students that didn't.
Yeah.
So, you know, we know goal setting is important. And so you've got to have an aspiration or a direction. It's kind of like a GPS on the car. You know, if you don't know where you're going when you get in your car, you're not going to get there. So you got to have some kind of intention. You know, and I know that over the years, I got really good at holding intention and holding space for people.
Yeah.
But the first person I had to hold intention and space for when I was sick was myself.
Yeah.
I found an old journal, Jake. I found an old journal. Like, I cannot believe it. It was when my mom was passing. And I'm reading this journal and I'm like, wow, I was good at asking questions then. Wow, look at all these questions I'm asking myself. And it brought like this light to me that was, I need to work on those questions with people more.
Yeah.
It was just so enlightening. You know, so I know that you're speaking the truth here. I so appreciate your vulnerability and your truth. Yeah.
Oh, I appreciate it. I appreciate you too, because your story is a testimony to, you know, truly practicing what you preach. You know, in terms of success of business, the one thing you have control of each day is being authentic to what you're preaching. And that truth is something no one can take away. That, like, too, or challenge, right? Someone cannot like you or agree, but there's no change in what you did to regain your health and build systems to pass it forth in the world. That's a journey story that's unique. And we all have our unique stories.
We do.
Something else that I always offer as wisdom, or when practitioners are moving through the comprehension, certification, understanding the instrument phase, and they're getting into now sharing it with the world, I want to remind everyone that it's not about the instruments. This is about the human connection and relationship.
Yes.
And to really, really, and you can get help with this, or you could, there's formats to use, but really identify and write down and memorize your journey and story, your own personal story, why you got into this work. What were the keystones, these pillars of shift for which led you down the direction you're on? Mm-hmm. And what results have you experienced? Get real clear with that. Because what that does is, if you ever are asked to share, it's locked and it's ready to go. Also, with that said, it's so powerful. I took this mini little masterclass, Luis, when I was flying to this fall, when I had a lot of conferences, and it was on negotiation, the art of negotiation.
Oh, that's such an important tool.
It's so cool. I forget the guy's name. He was an FBI negotiator. So cool. But what it reminded me of, long story short, is he talked about mirroring and all these different types of tools to listen. But it really said, listen more, slow down, listen more, ask those questions, like you said, and though people will really share and feel connected. You know this, but a critical part of the biofeedback session is something called the SOC, the demographics.
Yes.
And you would think demographics is, oh, just a health questionnaire. It's just it's just how many glasses of water do you drink a day? Are you working out? Are you on meds? All these stuff. But what people don't realize is that, yes, that's important for the information in the system, the objective data. But it's more important because the person's raising their own awareness and they're sharing that with somebody who is a trusted advisor, or who will be, and there's rapport and trust, and there's communication built. There's the loop, the cybernetic loop is starting already, and it's engaging, and that's conversation, and it's a part of the social medicine element, and it's so important in our lives. And what COVID did was it severed that. It broke this society's relationship with each other. I'll share a personal story that's happening right now that my youngest, Brady, is having trouble in his pre-K communicating because of his anxiety and sharing. They could label it selective mutism or whatever. Like in social environments, he won't share and talk.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have a great holistic health practitioner here who's our family doc, and she's seen this over and over and over. So when he was born in 2018, end of 2019, he was about 1.5. End of 2018, he was born, November 2018. So a year and a half is when no kids are playing anymore. No birthday parties.
Yeah.
No one except dad, mom, big brother, Case, who's 10,
sure,
and grandma, grandpa. Will he be open in his true self with? So I'm just letting you know, right now in time, there's such a consequence for the break of human connection.
Yes.
And I'm witnessing it because but at home, he won't shut up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Brady runs the show. And so we're not worried. We've got amazing instruments and tools, which take work. They don't happen overnight.
Right.
And so another thing I'll add in terms of the success question is keep asking those questions and ask for help.
Yes.
Reach out to Dr. Louise today if you are stuck with anything, you guys. Yes. She'll point you in an amazing direction. Ask. Go back to what we were talking about. If someone doesn't know, they're going to either not answer you or say, I don't know.
Exactly. No, you've got to ask to receive, right?
If anyone makes fun of you, it's like, what are you talking about? No one's making fun of you. So let it go. Erase the past programming of the bully in the schoolyard or the girl making fun of you at class, whatever.
Yeah.
Ask. Keep asking questions because that's the way you're going to find. I still do it all the time. And you listening to Dr. Luis right now, you're part of a very exclusive, special network of people who have information that can serve you, that can tap in and serve you. Anyway, keep asking questions and carve out time to work on what you want. And if you're not in business, and still you need the architecture time. My wife struggles with architecture time right now, being a stay-at-home mom, running the kids everywhere.
Oh, yeah. Downtime, yeah.
We love our architecture time. Many times it's hey, grandma, can you watch the kids? Because Lisa and I need to go out to lunch and just have a break.
Oh, good for you guys.
Architecture time.
Yeah.
And if it's not architecture time and we don't want to talk about it, we don't either. And we just enjoy each other because that's really important for our health. Yeah. So, no, good questions, Luis. And
yeah, it's really important. You know, you brought up something, you know, yes, it's coming into the new year. And I just want to leave our audience with this. I picked a word for the year, and you really touched on this so beautifully with your story about Brady, too. So I thank you for that. My word for 2024 is connection.
Yeah.
I love connection, and I want to just connect and connect and connect more. And I know that it's important. And you just brought that up with your story. What's your word? Do you have a word for 2024?
Oh, my word is resilience.
Nice.
So resilient. Stay resilient. I know we're fatigued in the world. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of, you know, markets are crashing, wars in the Middle East. You know, they're going to mandate shots again. Stay resilient.
Uh-huh.
Stay connected, stay grounded, but resiliency is something that we all have in us as humans. We've been given this amazing gift by the Creator to be able to proactively work on our resilience.
Yes.
As humans.
Yes.
And part of that's through your connection. When we connect, we're reminded of so much that we're not alone, that others also are struggling in certain areas. We get to act as trusted advisor while also listening. it's such an important part of the health of the human condition. But no, stay resilient. That's my word.
That's a great word. Such resilient. A great word. Mic drop on that awesome word. Greg Braden brought up that word too.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's a popular word. I mean, but it's resonated with me recently because you got to. There's days I wake up and I'm like, man, I feel a little hopeless. Like I got to go and there's so many unknowns.
Yeah.
And so resilience is also being comfortable, learning to train yourself. You can train yourself to be comfortable in the unknown. It's not natural, because what's natural in the unknown is fear and anxiety, worried about the future.
Yep.
You know, depression is kind of like depressed about the past. Anxiety and fears about the unknown in the future. So stay present.
Stay present.
Stay resilient. Stay present in the now, because there will always be things that will unfold in the world, in our lives, that we are not responsible or directly, you know, accountable for, but they affect us still. We stay resilient. We stay connected. We ask questions, and you keep striving. Don't give up. Keep striving. That's the secret. Mm-hmm. The secret really is keep on keeping on.
Exactly.
The world needs you. The world needs you. They need healthy people. They need leaders who are healthy. Leaders in your family, for yourself, for your spouse, for your mom, for your dad, for your brother, your sister, your children. They need you to be a leader. And that means you're honest. It doesn't mean you're Superman. I do actually have Superman on my chest today, I realized. That's why I threw.
You do have Superman.
I forgot we were on, and so I didn't think it would be appropriate, but I looked at the t-shirt I threw on, and this is when you have young boys.
I love it.
A lot of superhero t-shirts, and I had Superman on, and so he's pretty resilient.
You are a Superman. You are a Superman. So thank you so much, Jake. Thanks for sharing with us today. And all of you out there, please remember, follow your heart, but take your brain with you. Thanks again, Jake. This has been delightful.